babe, are you in the bedroom? Sorry, I had to finish work for that project, and then I found so many emails I needed to answer, and it's late. I lost track of time, and I'm so sorry. I got home as soon as I realized the time. I need to set alarms or something, or... Have you been crying? Baby, what's wrong? What's been happening? Everything. I know I can be pretty good at problem solving, but I can't read your mind. Is it your work? The bills? Is it us? Oh, babe, I want to be near you. Why? So I can hold you. Come here. Yeah, you can sit your head on my chest. You can cry more if you need to. What do you mean? Why is it embarrassing? Babe, you have had a tough day. No, scratch that. A tough month. I've seen the pressure your work keeps placing on you, but I know you love your job as much as you hate it. And you told me last week about how you wish you could do your job well and still get to spend time with me. You must feel so helpless. So tired of this. But if you need to cry, let it out. What? It's not embarrassing? Shh, no. Baby, no, it's not. Why would you be embarrassed? No one is here except you and me. No one needs to know how you deal with bad times. No one ever needs to know that any of us cries when we can't deal with the bullshit of the world. What? Me? What about me? I don't care. Wait, no, not like that. That sounded wrong. I care that you're in pain. I care that you struggle and that you were having a tough time. I would do anything to make your life easier and to make you happy. I don't care that you cry when it all gets too much. I don't care that you're an emotional person. If anything, I love it. Yeah, I do. I mean, I would rather see those emotions as smiling and laughing, but I love to see that you're in touch with your emotions, that you care enough to know when you need a release. I'm doing a really bad job at this. I'm sorry. I know what I want to say, but I just can't find the words that make sense in my head. I'm probably making this worse. I'm sorry. Huh? What was that for? Thank you, baby. I am trying to help. I'm just tired. My brain isn't helping me out. I'm usually good at the whole reassurance thing. Yeah, I guess we are both kind of a mess right now. What I've been trying to say in the worst wording possible is I don't want to be with a man who has no emotions. I don't want to share my bed with a robot. I want you to cry if you need to laugh if you need to rant and rage about your horrible workday, anything that helps you. I just don't want you to pen it up. I don't want to believe that everything is fine when it really isn't. I know you think as a man you have to be brave and resilient with a stiff upper lip. Boys don't cry, so why should men? Listen, baby, it's complete and utter bullshit. And I won't ever stand for that sort of view. Boys do cry, and so should men. So should you. You are human. You hurt, you try, and sometimes you might fail. Yes, you are brave. You asked me out after all, and unless you have something to tell me, you somehow live with me. but you can't tell me anything, good and bad. You're no less of a man just by having some tears fall from those gorgeous eyes. I want you, as you are, even if there are tears in your eyes from another horrible workday. I want you. Not a man who won't tell me what's wrong or let me on that anything is getting to them. I never want you to keep it from me. If you feel low or you have had enough of your job, yes. I know I've been busy too, but you are far too important to me. We'll both have tough days, but the highlight of those days is when we get to be here. Our home, and we can share our bad days. If we want, or if we just shut the door and enjoy our night without any mention of work or bills or housework or any of it. So, how about you clean yourself up, wipe those tears from your eyes, I'll go find something for us to watch and we can sit and eat pizza and just forget about today or this week or this month or whatever. Oh, so you want pizza? Just as well. I phoned in an order on the way home then. Nothing wrong with me looking out for my man. Doesn't make you any less of a man. It just makes us, I don't know, equal. I love you too, baby.